Stuff. That and in yesterday's shiur, towards the end of the shiur, the second Amud, we were saying that that despite the fact we have a similar machlok with Nechachamim Rabbi Yehuda regarding the height of the korah and the maximum height of a sukkah, there are differences between sukkah and mavoi, meaning, and we're towards the end of the shiur, we're comparing and contrasting them. So last one was chamata murabot mitzalata b'sukkah psula. If there's more sunlight than shade coming into a sukkah, makes a pasul. When it's a mavoi, it doesn't really matter. We don't care. It's all that matters is that there's a korah in the beginning. It doesn't have to be covered over with anything. Then it adds as well, sukkah makorah psula. If you put boards, you cover over a sukkah with boards, it'll be psula. However, mavoi makorah kasher. Now, what's interesting here, it says Rav Acha b'shem Rav Hoshaya says lo safdava makorah al filo natan maltra v'yesh bo rochav arba tfachin matara tetamovoi. What's that mean? We said that if this relates to what we were saying last time, that if that the korah itself is 4 tfachim wide, that even the Chachamim agree now that we can say pi tikkur yored v'sotem, and it can even be higher than 20 amot from the ground. Right, because then you no longer have to rely on the heker component. Now you've got a proper mechitza, and just like Rabbi Huda, it'll be mutar. Okay, Rav Acha Rav Chinina b'shem Rav Kahana. It's important. Rav Kahana saying ain't halach k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara questions: why do we even learn that? Why do you need to teach us halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda? So d'lokin man amrina Rabbi Yehuda v'chachaim te halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Would you really think that a machloket yachid against Rabbim, Rabbi Yehuda against Rav Chachamim, the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda? So it seems obvious that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he tell us that? Ella begin rather because the Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi halacha gedibrei hamelech mekel b'hilchot eruvin. We see that there's a principle when it comes to hilchot eruvin that you go by the more lenient opinion. So therefore, you might think that in this situation, despite the fact it's yachidin against Rabbim, since we've got a principle that halacha is gedibrei the mekel shita, the more lenient shita, you would think that maybe that overrides the yachid against Rabbim. Okay, so that's why I need to tell you halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the korah can only be 20 amot from the ground. Next, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What's this halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? L'arid Rabbi Chaim, he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we're going to learn this much later on, regarding a eruv tchum. And it says, I'll just continue, v'svira l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, demishi asham b'derech v'chashcha alav. Hashabbat. So someone fell asleep erev Shabbos and is traveling. We say yesh lo he still has alpaim amal kol ruach. As we know, someone's only allowed to walk 2,000 amot on Shabbos from their makom shvita. So if you're in a city, your entire city is like dalad amot. You can walk outside the city for 2,000 amot. What if someone's traveling? Well, if someone's traveling and they're awake on the onset of Shabbos and where they are in the middle of some desert or highway, that's a makom shvita. They can walk 2,000 amot. The question is, what happens if someone fell asleep and slept from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, as he was traveling and he fell asleep and went in through. In that situation, well, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, well, that's his makom shvita, that's where he's sleeping, that's where he is, it's a kone shvita, you can walk 2,000 amot in all direction. Okay? Despite the fact he fell asleep, and lo nitkavem niktot shvita, despite the fact he wouldn't have kavana because he was asleep, to say this is my makom shvita. However, the Chachamim Paligalei, we're going to learn this in more detail when we get there. The Chachamim say they argue b'simon the ain lo ella dalad amot. He can only walk 4 amot. He's mamash limited to where he is for lo Shabbos. Since he didn't have the kavana to konesh shvita there, it's almost like he went outside the erev tchum. And someone who goes outside the erev tchum only has 4 amot to walk. That's it. Exactly 4 amot. How you measure it? This is all sugya we're going to be learning. We've schlepped in something now erev tchumim. So, laws of Tchumim early for this point. So the Gemara says that the halachas k'rachavir nuri, that we're more mekil then. Well, makshinala, now we have it says, lo ken, why do you need to tell us this? Why do you tell us that halachas k'rachavir nuri? Lo ken, amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, halachas k'dibre mekal b'chot eruvin. We already know that the halachas k'dibre mekal b'chot eruvin. So it's like the same question from a different angle. In other words, so we say, lo ken, so the Gemara says, lo ken amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the kashinan la, they ask a question, allow, sabri memra yachid etzel yachid, hayachel etzel chachamim lo. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, it might just be that when it says halach gedibrei hamekel be'eruvin, that's only when it's yachid against yachid. Two singular opinions. Have a yachid against Rabbim? No, and that's why you have to come and teach us in that situation by someone who's the Yashan Baderech, someone who falls asleep on the way. Talachazar Kabirchon Nuri, that we go by 2,000. So lo ata Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Ni b'shem Yoshua ben Levi halacha Rabbi Yochanan yafilu chachamim machukin alav. So what happened is that what Rav Acha is doing here is to say that halacha is like Rabbi Nochi, despite the fact that chachamim machulek alav. Okay, so fine. Let me just make sure I said that right. Yes, let's continue. Yes, okay, fine. Let's continue. So then the Gemara says, "V'kotei halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda afilu chachamim chukun alav." Now here's what Reb Chaim says: "V'hashda hadar." We go back at el l'teretz kushin miyikara to explain the original kasha. "Dekevan d'shemina halacha k'divrei mehaikel afilu keneged rabim." Just as we learn that sugya halacha k'divrei mehaikel even neged a rabim, im ken neima, so too. They came Neima, maybe in our Mishnah halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda to make a lefichach. That's why utzrach leshmin halacha k'chachamim. In other words, let's go back to the original question: how do we start the sugya? He says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so but the question was, why didn't he say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? You know, because yachid rabim halacha k'seneched. You think halacha is like what halacha is like rabim? Obviously, then he says no, because halacha k'zivrei hamekel. And halacha k'divrei me'akel, even k'neged rabim, we see from the other sugya, that's why they teach us that no halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. So let's continue. The question is why? We didn't get to that in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. So Shmuel amar halacha k'divrei me'aruvin. So once again, Shmuel says halacha k'divrei me'aruvin. Zamale Rav Chia bar Ashi, kagon hahida tanina taman v'chen agsharim ufulashim metaltlim tachteim v'shabbos. Div Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim osrim. Do we even say, like in the case of the Gesharim? We've seen this case a few times already. That's where there's the area underneath a bridge. Can you carry underneath it? We say, Chachamim says, absolutely no. It's Mufulash. It goes all the way through. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, according to the way we've learned it in this Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda says, the roof of the bridge, Piti Karyoda for Sistem, and it's closed off. So do we say that even, do we say halachic like Rabbi Yehuda there? Because Kidibrei HaMekel? So say, Amarle, no. Look, Eruvin Amarti. Aval lo velo mechitzot, ela velo mechitzot. Meaning, there's a difference between halachas of eruvin and halachas of mechitzot. What's the difference? Reb Chaim says his response very important. He says, "Haino time. What's the difference?" This is the middle of the Ramanach Amarle. Says, "Time mishum de eruvin kevan she'ein lo koli karmi b'din Torah halacha k'divrei meikel." When it comes to Eruvin, since the whole construction is that of something that's the Rabbanan in its entirety, therefore you can say halacha k'divrei hamekel. However, masha'enken mechitzot, however, the definition of reshiyot that are dependent on the din of mechitzot, that's a different story altogether. That we can, that the af mechitzot, the Rabbanan, lo amrinan hachklal, even though it might be a situation of whether this you can carry in this region with the Rabbanan, because it could be a Carmelite or a reshiyot, it doesn't matter, since the din of mechitzot is the din doraita. The halacha we don't say k'divrei hamekel. In other words, there's a difference then between eruvin and dina mechitzot, even if those dina mechitzot impact on the bold rabbanan, because that stemmed midoraita, whereas eruvin nasafa doesn't have an ikar minatara. The whole construction of the concept of eruvin is the rabbanan in its entirety. So savar kahana kahada de Shmuel. So kana held like Shmuel l'fum ken sarich meima halach k'Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, Reb Chaim says kahana, meaning the beginning, says ein halach k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Afa Gav Rabbi Yehuda Mekel, despite the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel, Mishum the Sphere Lake is a hold like Shmuel Shelo Amrin and Hach Klala that you will make kill in a Reuven, Elili in your Reuven. But Lola in your Mechitzot, and our Sugir is an Inyan Mechitzot. Okay? So now just to summarize that Sugir to make a clear up the flow of it, we started by saying Halachas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said that's absolutely unnecessary. When it's Halacha Rabbim, you know, that Yachin Rabbim, Halacha Rabbim. So then we said that, oh no, it's because you might have thought, initially we said that you might have thought halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda because Divrei HaMekel. Okay? Then the Gemara continues by bringing another sugya to show the halacha can Divrei HaMekel even Yachin can get a rabbim. And maybe that's why Kahana had to tell you the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, because you wouldn't think that even though it's Yachin against rabbim, halacha can Divrei HaMekel. But then we sort of left with a question as we kept going, why is that the case? Why is that the case in this sugya if halacha can Divrei HaMekel be a Reuven? With a yachid even against rabbi, halacha k'divrei mekel. Why don't we say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? And we finally by saying that he holds like Shmuel. The Shmuel holds that principle is only by dina eruvin itself, and not by dinei mechitzot. And the whole question of this korah and lechi, that whole question is how are we defining this reshut min dinei mechitzot? And therefore, well, in terms of reshuyot, let's call it that. And therefore, even though korah is really just a heker, but let's call it dinei reshuyot. And therefore, halacha, we don't follow that principle halacha Dibre Mekel. And that's why he had to be saying ein halacha Rebbe Yehuda, because it's asserting this principle, that the distinction between Eruvin and Dinei Mechitzot. Okay? Good. Let's continue. Now the Gemara continues. What does it mean, Esrimama? So lo amala lemala me'esrimama. The first assumption is we're only talking about if the entire Korah was above 20 amot. Habasof amar kasher. However, again, we're going more Mekel. If some of it's within 20 amot, then it's kosher. Okay? Vate karav, this sounds like rav, the rav amar sof shurim lehakel. That when it says 20 amot, it's ad ve'ad bichlal. If you want to call it that. Okay? Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sof Shirim Lahachmir. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says Sof Shirim Lahachmir, meaning it has to be within 20 Amot. So Rav Chia, meaning the Korah itself. So how much of it, we'll see in a second. Rav Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mavoy Shekorot Olamana Mesrim Noten Korah B'toch Esrim or Mema'et B'toch Esrim. Either got to move it down or raise the floor up so the Korah was in 20. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'hu shiye kol hechsher haKorah b'toch esrim. That's provided that enough of the thickness of the Korah, would be within 20. Now, what does it mean, enough of the thickness? Because it has to be what's called, again, we'll learn this later, chazak lekabel ariach, has to be strong enough to support bricks. Okay? So therefore, you might have a very thick Korah, but as long as, and if it's not enough just a small slithers within 20, it has to be enough of the thickness that if I sliced it at that point, would that be strong enough to satisfy the thickness requirements of a Korah? And that would be okay. Rav Chilkiah Amar B'Shem Rav Acha, V'afilu Korav Atya. So he says, no, you can even hold like Rav. In other words, you can even say that the requirement is that it's within 20 Amot, despite the fact that Rav in general says that Chachamim go Ad Bichlal. Okay? Meaning that they're more maker with their shirin. Why? That's Atya Kehid Rav. Because the Rav says, Shchita mechetz lemechetz is kasher, because it says this relates to the laws of shchita. Now, when you shecht an animal, there are two something that have to be so severed. Kenev beshet, the windpipe and food pipe, and you have to shecht a rov of it. Okay, it doesn't have to be sliced all the way through. Now, what happens if it's mechetz mechetz? What if it's 50-50 exactly? So according to Rav, he says it's kosher. Okay. Now, why is it? Because this is Minat Torah. If the issue is you're not allowed to have Rov remaining. And as long as you don't have Rov remaining of the Siman, then it's kosher. Nonetheless, why does it say, V'lama Rov Psula? Why is it, nonetheless, when it comes to the Mishnah, it says, if it's Mechetza, Mechetza, for example, off it's Psula, because the off only needs one Siman. Okay? So why is it Mechetza, Mechetza? That's Mibnei Maran Ayin. She'im Tomar, She'item, we'll get to She'im Tomar in a second. But Mira Aimim Shiim Natira Bipalga, Reb Chaim says, Yomar Shafilu Pachot Mi Chetzi Kasher. If people see a Chet, if a Matir Chetzi, people think, oh, even less than Chetzi is okay. And I'm doing less than that. So in other words, it's almost like Midoraita, yes, the Shira is really Chetzi, but Mishum Zaira, it has to be Rov severed. So to Shiim Tema Shiitem Batoch Esrim, Afu Noten Lamala Me Esrim. May Robert Shim Shim probably should Lo Tema. It says she'im tema she'iten b'sof esrim. That's you have to change the gear so there. That's what Reb Chaim says. Meaning, so too here, the same problem is if you let them put it like ad ba'ad bichlal, then people would make the mistake and think it'd be even higher than that. Okay, same idea. So in other words, it seems to be generally yes, shurim ad ba'ad bichlal, but in some situations there's reason to make gzeira nonetheless. Okay, now the Gemara continues. When it says if a Korah is above 20 amot, it says yema'et. What you have to do is reduce it. Now, what does it mean reduce it? The when it means yema'et, it seems to imply we're not talking about bringing the Korah down, but reducing the airspace between. So how do you do that? You just bring the surface of the floor up. So the question is, what do you need to do? So keitzeh yema'et, ose itzdaba al petach mavoy umatira mavoy. You simply make a landing, if you like, a decking or some sort that raises the entrance to the mavoi, such that the space between the korah and the mavoi and the floor now is less than 20, or 20 exactly, if you like, according to the machlok we've been saying. So kami eba, the question is, how deep into the mavoi do you have to make that decking? Okay, so we say Rav Acha b'Shem Rav Hoshai, it says arba tfachim, four tfachim Kedei, let's call it a makom. He says that's before tfachim because you need it to be considered like a makom. What's kedei makom? Reb Chaim says the b'chol makom lo chashiv reshut. A reshut is no less than four tfachim. Like we will fight for dala badala, small reshut yachid, things like that. And the kor has to be within the space of a makom nikar. So dala ramot is makom nikar. Okay, that's why it has to be that. However, Rav Yossi says, Amar tefach, even a tefach, the width of the kor itself, that will be sufficient. Okay, Rav Chaim says, Tashir rochav a kor is a tefach, and if you mamayet, then the kor itself is within 20 amot, so give me a break, that's enough. Vesagi behachi. However, let's continue. V'chavrei amal kosher, even the smallest amount. Okay, fine. Now, I feel kosher in kan govo esrim ama al rochav tefach. Why is it? It says, I'll read Rav Chaim, it says, Me'amet b'meshach kosher, even the smallest amount, shuma'ata tu ein kol rochav, therefore the entire width of the kor is not above esrim, and that's enough of a heker. Even a kosher would be enough. Okay, those are three different shittot. Now, what happens if the kor itself wasn't lo gavo asarat fachim, wasn't 10 fachim from the ground? Because again, it has to be above. Okay, let's get it. Then we say tzarich lachok. You got to now cut into the ground, excavate. Kamiyachok, what depth now? So here it's different, Shittat. Ravach amar arba amot kedei mavoi. He says it has to be for amot. Now before he says it was for tfachim when it was too tall. Now he says for amot. Why is he says for amot? Rear of Chaim. He says, Desfirli shir meshech mavoi. The depth of a mavoi is at least for amot. Hilchach tzarich lachok dal amot. I need to excavate four amot deep in kedei mavoi. For the shir mavoi. Not shir makom, shir mavoi. Shir makom before was for tfachim. He's shir mavoi. Why? Dila'el up above, it was different because already had the gavah, it was higher than 20 amot. Sagilei, it was enough to having four tfachim. Hatam ita dfanot, you've already got a dofan. And it will be heker ba'alma, and therefore all I need is this korah to be at a height that's considered heker, sagilei. Hacha, we've got a different problem. Im ba'oli shtamesh b'korah nimtze ein mavoi dofan asarat tfachim. If we're assuming now that the interest of the mavoi is very low, less than 10 tfachim, and that's where the kor is sitting on top of. And the problem is, if I don't have a depth of 4 amot, I don't even have a rishus yachi klal. El karamlit, so ne karamlit. And therefore, since I want to turn the walls on which the kor is sitting into a dofan, a wall, hilkach sfirale, that's why he says, it needs ba'ina dinit chazi hach dofan lishurech sher orech mavoi shalem. Therefore, it has to be Hechsher Mavoi depth to be considered like a korah on top of a walls of a Mavoi. Therefore, I need the Hechsher Mavoi depth. However, Rav Yossi, as we'll see in a moment, we'll see in a moment, he says back in the Gemara, he says, it has to be Arba Tfachim, Kedem Makom. Now, if you recall Rav Yossi previously, he was of the Shita that said, it has to be the width of the korah if it's above 20 amot. Here, when we're excavating, it has to be doesn't have to be a Shir Mavoi, like Rav Acha says, but it has to be Kedei makom, shir makom, like the smallest reshut definition, which is going to be arba tfachim. Okay, next. Rav Yaakov bar Acha says, Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yochana, ose charitz al petach mamavoi, omek asara v'rachav arba, umatir hamavoi b'minfim v'machutz. Ushiye batoch shlosha, lekot le'amavoi. Full stop. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, let me just explain this. There's so many different ways of understanding this, and it's actually quite complex. If you open up the R scroll, the way the R scroll explains this, it doesn't explain like anyone we have on the DAF, explains like, I can't remember who it was, but they explain, what are we talking about? I'll read the words, Ose charitz al petach ha-mavoi, you're making a ditch by the entrance of the mavoi, amok asara, 10 deep and 4 wide. Oh, once you've got that, what's that called? That's called a mechitza. Fantastic. So the assumption that it doesn't say in the words of the Gemara is, I made the charitz across the entrance, over, say, a majority of it, and now I've got a fourth wall, if you like, covering mishum good, asik michitzata. Okay? That's the ditch. Okay? And therefore, it's matim mavoi, even if it's b'mifnimi, whether the charitz is inside the mavoi or outside the mavoi, as long as if it's outside the mavoi, it's within 3 tfachim from the entrance, so that wall is considered like working as a wall. Okay? Again, as I said, Pnei Moshe Korbaneda and Reb Chaim all explain it differently. But again, Ashur, we always go like Reb Chaim. So let's explain Reb Chaim now. He says this charit. Now, by the way, the Arba Tfachim is assuming we're going, that's the width of it going into the Mavoi. That's why we said it. I don't think Reb Chaim is saying that. I'll read you Reb Chaim now. He says, the charit is like a mechitza, umahani mishum lechi, meaning I'm making a ditch And that ditch now is acting as a lechi. So it's not across the whole thing and closing it off. Okay. Normally, if I've got a lechi, I don't care how thick it is. Even a koshu, how thick it is, it's fine because if it's connected to the wall. This charitz we're doing is an emtza, is offset. It's not attached to the wall or next to the wall. Therefore, I need it to be four. I'm assuming this is going along the face of it, not the depth of it. It has to be four tfachim long. Kedei makom. Why? Divalavach, if it wasn't that long, the ditch, if you like, then ati avir lahaygisa, but lahaygisa bavatle. There'd be too much airspace on either side of it, and it'll nevatel the presence of this, if you like, mechitza created by the charitz. Okay? So therefore, what do we have? We've got a ditch running along the length, sorry, the opening of the mavoid that's at least four wide at a distance from the side, and Reb Chaim says it's acting like a korah. A lechi, sorry. Now, the lechi, if you recall, that's the side post. It also is one of these things that matter the mavoid. When he says, bein mimafnim, bein mimachutz, that means whether charitz is in the mavoy, but now the lechi can't be outside. So he says, bein mimachutz means shoseh charitz al petach ha-mavoy mimachutz, meaning mamash by the opening, if you like, of the mavoy. So he says his charitz is acting like a lechi. Okay? And it says, v'hu shiyeh toch gimul lekot le-mavoy. The way he explains this is it's still, even though it's offset from the wall, it still has to be within three tfachim from the wall. Why? Because that way it's considered as if it's attached to the wall, mishum din lavud. But more importantly, why does a lechi have to be three tfachim close to the wall? Because now this, I saw this in the Bavli, the Metipta quoted, this is a part of a different sugi, he quoted the Machatzit HaShekel, because it has to be, there has to be a heker that this lechi is made for the mavoi. If I have a random post somewhere hanging in the middle of the entrance, it's not muvan that I'm doing this for a lechi. Therefore, I have to still be close to the wall that it's actually done as a lechi. So within three tefachim. Okay. So again, Reb Chaim is saying this charitz is acting as a lechi. It has to be substantially wide that it's not batel, and has to be within three tefachim to the wall so it can act as a lechi. Okay. Good. So afilu kamanda amar, one second. And so afilu kamanda amar taman arba, even though there, we'll see what there is in a moment, there's a machloket regarding the what is din of levud? Is it less than three or is it less than four? We'll get to that in a second. We'll just mention it now. What's a machloket taman? There it is here. It says, taman, and it's hatam korat, here. It says, afilu kamanda amar levud bedaled. Lahal, I'm going to see this in a few daf time. He says, palig tnai bebreita, begabe korashai tayotse mikotel zeba inumaget lekotel sheni. We're talking about a korah that's extending from one wall and hasn't reached the other wall yet. How much gap is there between the edge of it and the wall that it's still okay as if it's levud, as if it's attached? So the korah is going across the whole thing. There it's a machloka. Is it less than three or is it less than four? So even according to the shita there that says levud is less than four, here it agrees that alechi has to be within three from the wall. In other words, I can't rely on levud if it's more than three. Why? Is because taman, it says modehacha b'shlosha taman chutz l'mavoy bram hacha b'tocha mavoy. What's b'tocha mavoy? What's Reb Chaim saying here? He says taman ha tama korah d'toch chalal mavoy sagi b'bachod nedalad. There, when the korah is in the airspace of the mavoy, okay, I can even less than dalad, I can rely on levud. There, here it's a different issue. Here the concern is people, it has to be narrow enough that it's not comfortable for people to walk through. Anytime that people can push through such a space, it's not going to be considered a mechitza. In other words, it's not just a din of levud that we have to make it close to the wall. Because according to the shita, that levud can be bigger than that, less than four. It also has to be in such a space that it's inconvenient for people to just like slip through. Because if they can slip through, it will ruin our levud, if you like, according to the shita, that it's less than four. Okay? That's what we're saying. Good. Now, let's continue. Asa geder, bepetach hamavoy. If you make a geder, a small fence, by the opening of the mavoy, gavo asara v'rachav arba, again 10 high, 4 wide. It says that would work on matir mavoy b'mitvim v'mechutz. Now, according to Rabbi Reb Chaim, this works beautifully because we're still talking across the face, the length of it, and it's the same din. Charitz was in the ground, the fence is above, has to be within three tefachim. Okay, it's going across the face of it. However, according to the way the article explained, I can't remember the shita I use. Yeah, it's also agreeing now that with the rachav takes a different meaning then. It's going across the face. If you recall before, according to Shita Atzbro, it was actually talking about the dit being for deep, like going into the mavoi. Here it agrees it has to be now talking about across the face. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Hayasham tal. So this is talking, now it's talking about together to a mound. Im mitlaket hu asra tfachim metoch shlosha. If you'd walk along shalosh, a length of four amot, you'd make an ascent of ten tfachim. Then that's considered like a wall. Okay? Then, tzarich korah. V'im lav, if it's, less than that, less than three, I should say, then it's im tzarich korah. In other words, if you could walk along if the slant of it was three amot long, and it would reach ten tfachim high, so the angle is sort of like that, if you like, then it's considered not vertical enough to be considered like a wall. However, if you're going to be able to reach the top of 10 by making a walk of, or making a length of less than three, then it's considered sort of, the angle goes more like that, so more steep, it becomes steeper, and then it's okay. However, we say Yeshua Mrim, the Gemara continues, itanitam yitoch arba, which we're more familiar with, as we'll see later on, that the measure is really four amot length along the diagonal of it. Okay. Itani tani mitoch arba is Rebbe Meir. He says, actually, we've got two different braitot. One says mitoch shalosh, one says mitoch arba, and the Gemara says that actually it's a machloket tanaim. The one that says mitoch shalosh is rabbanan, meaning it's not steep enough unless it's less than three, the hypotenuse. Yeah, if you get it. And however, the shit that says that it's mitoch arba, as long as it's less than four, the hypotenuse of our triangle, then that's shita Rebbe Meir. Okay. Let's just get to the two dots. La sugya, hayam mandron, so mundran, be'emtza hamavoy, le'elyonim nindor mishum charetz, v'latachlo mishum geder. This is a fascinating case. Again, there are so many different explanations of this, but Rav Chaim explains very simply. We're talking now about a mavoy mefulash. So till now we've been saying it's only mavoi satum, a three-sided mavoi you can put a korah lechi to matir it. If it's mavoi fulash, if it's going all the way through from one Rosh Hashanah through all the way all the way to other Rosh Hashanah, you can't. What we're saying here now is if within this alleyway there's suddenly a slant, like it's two levels, you know, and a very steep ascent to get to the next along the road, if you like, along this mavoi, and that's mamash in the middle of the mavoi. Well, if it's at a steep ascent, like we've explaining, again, either mitoch arba or mitoch shalosh, then we can say that acts as a wall, such that now you've got effectively two mevo'ot stumot, okay? Two more voids that have got a dead end, because that effectively we've closed off in the middle. Because for the, he said to Lashon the Gemara, le'elyonim, for the ones at the higher part of the road, that descent is like a charitz, like a ditch, which effectively act as a wall, and bishrum charitz v'tachtonim, though as at the bottom, because it's such a high ascent to go up to the next part of the road, that would be satum mishrum geder. Okay, so that's the shir today. Call to have a good day, everyone.
We mentioned this difference between eruvin and machitzos.
Yes,
regarding we're makel on the derabanan, okay, which is eruvin, and yep, we're machmir on the mechitzas, which is deraisa. Today's discussion, was it a discussion of mechitzas or eruvin?
So I assume that this is all I think this is all dinner mechitza, because a lot of the questions regarding this were questions in dinner mechitza, and the proof of that is that we were just saying at the beginning of the shir that the reason why halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because this is an issue of mechitza. Now, as I said to you, it's not that all these dinner deraita, because these a lot of these dinner derabanan. But since the concept of mechitzot themselves is rooted in something that's deraita, and it's applied for a rabbinic context here, that's why it doesn't follow the same principle as other dinner ruvin that have no, there's no connection to any principles in deraita. That's what the sugi was saying. Okay.
Very good.
Have a good day.